This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Umar Pagan, Apke Pagan, alongside Ian McNally. Mark Felt, the man who brought down the White House, is yet another look into the Watergate conspiracy.
I wonder why so many of these movies are coming up now.
Oh.
Could it be America needs reminding that you can get rid of a president?
Maybe.
Maybe.
We know that The Post, Steven Spielberg, was heavily inspired by events that were happening right now and insisted on pushing that movie through, which is why it was made in record time. This movie was also released in 2017. We're just getting to see it right now because, yet again, it's just not a big commercial cinema release.
Yeah.
The movie is directed by Peter Landsman. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Now, he is responsible for what I feel is the criminally underrated JFK assassination movie called Parkland. I don't know if you've seen it,
but
it is so good. Now, this movie has a really clunky title because Mark Felt didn't really bring down the White House. He brought down Nixon. The White House is still fine. but as a diehard Watergate nerd myself, this movie was a little bit of a slog.
The slog is that. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's an awful lot of men in white ties standing in rooms with occasionally Liam Neeson shouting.
Yes.
The ties are incredibly wide. A lot of the suits are incredibly loud. There's an almost criminal use of plaid in certain scenes.
Yeah.
I think most people wearing plaid are either evil or lazy.
But Liam Neeson is an imposing presence in this movie. Like the real Mark Felt. Tall,
yeah.
Like just straight up stiff, right?
Is Liam Neeson bald or grey? Or is he, because any press photos I find, he has brown hair, and I just, the sight of him with completely white hair weirds me out.
It does.
It's
it
like
does.
Tom Cruise in Collateral.
But he's such an imposing force that I think, for me, that's what carried this movie, despite it being quite the slog. I mean, his presence in this movie, his furrowed brow is all you need to know that he is in trouble.
Yeah. I mean,
there's a lot of furrowed brow
acting.
He's
a deputy director of the FBI, right?
He is. And when Watergate breaks, I mean, J. Edgar Hoover dies, right?
Yeah.
So everyone thinks Felt, who is the ultimate G-man, is going to end up...
They call him repeatedly the G-man's G-man.
The G-man's G-man is going to end up taking over the FBI, but instead... A stooge gets appointed, right?
Yeah,
a political stooge who's happy to whitewash Watergate.
And it's this, I think, is the key message of the movie, really, is about the FBI stands alone. It's like the repeatedly he's completely saying, like, we do not answer to the White House. We do not, like, they ask for information. It's like, you cannot ask that. You cannot ask me that question. Like, he repeated this. And when it's Liam Neeson, you listen. And there's some of the best scenes of this are just himself, Tony Goldwyn, and Josh Lucas standing in rooms together looking concerned.
Yeah.
Like, they're really well done. Just like these guys in grey suits are like, well, what do we tell the president? It's like, does this go to the president? Or what are you doing here? Or
we supposed to share this information?
Yeah, because the FBI are separate. There's a repeated through line to this. And it's also how... It's a bit obvious in some of its casting. Like, when you see Tom Sizemore and Martin Tsoukas, they're playing toady-ish FBI officials, and you cast guys who are pretty good at playing toady guys.
Yeah.
Like, when Tom Sizemore turns up, he nearly slides into the room on a trail of greasy criminal slime, right?
Even the way he talks.
Yeah. And he's hunched as well.
He's hunched over, right?
Yeah, he's like Mr. Toad went really bad and took up
absolutely.
Some covert intelligence jobs.
Every line is sniveling. It's
exactly.
Right? That's exactly what he does, right? No, I mean, I say it's a slog, but what's interesting for me about this film is that we haven't seen this perspective on the big screen, per se. So we've got All the President's Men, which is a real journalistic approach. Then we've got The Post, which takes a look at it from the people who are actually making the decisions instead of the grunts on the ground.
And in case you don't know, Mark Felt is Deep Throat.
Yes, of course.
He has said that he was. I don't think that Edward Woodward and Bernstein confirm it.
Yes, so yeah. He outed himself only in 2005.
Yeah.
And then he died in 2008, but he wrote a biography and published that before.
Yeah.
So he did come out almost 40 years later.
So the phone call really was coming from inside the house.
It was. And so now we get to see the FBI side of it. Mm. Because I think a lot of this stuff is often kept secret for good reason. The machinations of what's going on.
There's a great scene at the beginning when they're talking about how we get rid of Hoover. The White House doesn't want Hoover in power, and it's like, oh, as long as he keeps his bulletproof car, that'd be fine. But you do have to worry about his personal files. And they're like, what? It's like, oh, every FBI director keeps all the files. You know, we keep it safe for you guys so that, you know, your dalliances with women, men, alcohol, drugs, whatever, we keep all that. But, you know, just keep it safe for you, implied threat. And, you know, there's a great line as well. It's like they're more afraid of firing you than anything else because you know everything. It's not like you ever know everything about this or that. It's like you literally know everything.
Exactly.
And it is interesting. It's setting out this idea that we forget these days that yes, the party in power is not the party in power. It is the party in power, but it doesn't have absolute control because absolute power corrupts absolutely. And these institutions need to stand alone.
And it also sets up the notion that is often forgotten today, especially in America as well, that there are people who are doing their jobs and doing it well. They're passionate individuals who care about what is right.
Yeah.
And I think that's the main message about Mark Felt, right? In that he is a G-man, right? In the sense that he knows the responsibilities that come with that role. However, he also knows the responsibilities of doing what's right. Because he's got to break, the code.
Yeah, but his definition of right is also like the law.
Yes.
Like he's America's top cop in a way. And there is Bruce Greenwood turns up in some very nice little small, only twice I think he only turns up.
Yeah.
Like there's the first phone call with Bernstein and Woodward and Bernstein, it's nothing. It's like, you don't even hear it. Like there's just, it's Liam Neeson's movie. He's just like, this is one man's dark night of the soul. And it goes on for 200 and something days up to and after the election. And that's an interesting style. It takes all these big idea issues and boils them down to one man's struggle on how to do what is right.
There is one big idea struggle which I wish they developed, which was the relationship with his daughter. So his daughter's kind of disappeared into counterculture.
It's kind of an implied threat. There's this idea that the Weather Underground is on the rise in the US, bombs have gone off, someone bombs the Pentagon. And there's this idea that if his daughter is involved in counterculture and if she was involved in one of these groups, it would bring him down. There's also like just the implied threat as well in, well, you and your wife are registered as Democrats, right?
Yes.
It's like it's said in a nice way, but it's like, yeah, I'm threatening you now.
Yeah.
But I'm doing it in the nicest way possible because I know you can end me because I saw you in Taken.
But I think the idea of pursuing that narrative with his daughter would have been quite a good one. I would have liked to see that.
I think that just acts as a release valve and also to show that he has a life outside because as part of the counterpoint with that is Diane Lane's character, his wife. They've been living, she's put a lot on hold to be the wife of the director of the FBI. And for whatever reason, that doesn't happen. And it's like, well, why did I put up with all this?
Correct. There's a really, really clever scene in which he tries to track down his daughter. And he sends these letters.
Yeah.
And it's such a government agent spy thing to do, the way he narrows it down as to where she might be.
Because at first I was like, what's he doing?
Yeah, I was confused. I was like, what are you doing? Who are these letters for? And then it all starts coming back. And I'm like, oh, I see what you're doing there.
It does reward paying attention to this movie. There's just like there's a moment with Josh Lucas as well when they're talking about when, because of the leaks, they're breaking up the dream team of the FBI and people have been sent all over the place. And there's a moment in a bar between Josh Lucas and him and the other guy. And basically just, there's a moment where you think
Someone's going to break.
He says like he's about to ask something and the other guy stops him. And then
he doesn't even stop him. He just kind of gives him a look.
Yeah, no, but they're all referring to Mr. Felt, Mr. Bates, Mr. Miller. And there's like, Mr. Felt? And the guy goes, Mr. Miller? And it just like hangs there for a moment. You're like, does he know? I think he knows.
Yeah.
But he's not going to say anything because he knows.
He knows.
And like it rewards that. It's capital A acting.
It does. It does. The only thing is, which I felt, and this is why I called it a slog, it's a very, very fascinating movie and tells a really, really interesting story. However, I found that some of the tension was missing. So some of the tension that I felt in All the President's Men and The Post, and it's ridiculous for you to say that because both of those movies are so procedural into the world of journalism that it should be dreadfully dull, and yet it isn't. The directors for both those movies managed to create a tension. With this one, even though I knew the outcome of it, I felt that the pacing, maybe it was the pacing.
Yeah.
It caused the tension to be a bit flat.
Because it's not ratcheting it up all the time. It's like one thing after another. And it's also, there's not, here's the big reveal.
No.
It's like, here's what I think should be the big reveal, but you kind of fluffed it. So I have to keep digging and finding some more stuff for you. Or you're like, wait, who are these 30 guys? Is this office in Washington or is this office somewhere? You know, the field office. Like, it's not explained who those guys are. I mean, in 2018, the year of the title card, one or two might have helped in this. I mean, all the title cards are just like how many days till and after the election.
Correct, that's
so it. So it took me a while to figure out who those guys were. I was like, this is a field office, or is this a newspaper, or is this the press office, or are these just some guys? I thought it was a bank. I thought it was a newspaper at one point. When they first show, how do they get this news? I thought it was the newspaper, like a rival newspaper.
It was also a very cunning play to not actually show Woodward and Bernstein.
Well, one
you
of them
see them
up.
Once yeah. in a car park, yeah. right? That's the classic scene.
Yeah.
But even that
the one
plays
from the
out.
X-Files.
Yeah. Even that plays out for like a minute.
Yeah.
And then you're done. Because I think the understanding is you know that story.
Yeah.
And let's just move on with this one because this is such an interesting character study.
Mm.
Liam Neeson carries this film on his back single-handedly.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to punch a single person.
Not a single one. Although...
he does paint in his underwear. Not his underwear. In his, he likes to paint at the weekends, apparently. He's a true Renaissance man.
Yeah, he is. Although, I don't know. I don't know if some punching would have helped.
Maybe.
Anyway, Mark Felt, the man who brought down the White House. Go check it out and let us know what you think. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
Ignore the clunky title.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson is well worth the watch. You're listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.